Out Loud. Name is Dan Toomey. We're with you every Wednesday and have been for the last few years. We're coming to you from UMass Lowell, real underground radio, because we're kind of in the bowels of UMass Lowell, down in the tunnels underneath the Leiden Library in the North Campus. Thinking Out Loud is a show that deals with the community, the workplace, and the environment. But the workplace that we deal with is the union workplace. And so we've got some union folks with us today, three people from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and they're involved in a kind of a community project called School to Work. And, well, Linda Horan is a good friend, and she's from New Hampshire, and her local is 2320. And we've got a man named Russ Bent here, and he's from this area of Massachusetts, the Merrimack Valley, in local 2321. And Jimmy Chulo, he's from 2325. And Jimmy, whereabouts in central Massachusetts is that?
Central Mass is like around in the Worcester area. We go like up to Acton, and then we go over to Fitchburg, kind of come down Route 2, encompassing out over to Orange, down to Sturbridge, general area of that, kind of the central part of the state.
Okay, so Linda, why don't you tell us a little bit about the School to Work program and about the IBW, which is the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. What do you do for a living, and what's School to Work?
Well, Dan, as you know, I'm a technician for Verizon. Started out New England Telephone, and now we're up to Verizon. And what happened was, we have been involved with the School to Work program. The School to Work was a federal initiative that was begun by President Clinton. And we became involved as a union liaison to the program. But what we found was, we were sitting in the back of the room and no one was really paying any attention to labor. So we wanted to find a project that we could do that would be meaningful. We went down to Russ's area, to local 2321, IBW in northeast Massachusetts, and found that they had developed this School to Work program. And we stole it. We took it away, and we brought it up to Manchester, and we worked the program in Manchester. Last year was our initial year, in which we had 20 students. Then, and I'll go on to tell, we'll talk a little bit about what the kids are doing on the property a little bit later, but let me just give you a little bit of background. Then we found out that the School to Work office, the Department of Labor, was going to give 3 grants to international unions. So we applied for one of these grants, and we received it, and that grant enabled us to put on the program in New England this year and to document it, so that any local anywhere, whether they're communications, whether they're construction, any local anywhere can take our program and replicate it out.
Okay, this mic is okay. At first I thought it wasn't doing too good, because I look at that little needle over there, but it seems to be registering. That's good. Because we've got 4 people sitting in here, all from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. So, who was the first one here to deal with the School to Work program? So, Russ.
Yes, my name is Russ Bent. I'm with Local 2321 right here in the Merrimack Valley. We cover, Lowell, North Andover, Andover, Lawrence, all the way down to Lynn, in Danvers and Saugus. And in 1996, Dave Morris, who is our assistant business agent over in North Andover, basically started this program. And at the time, we didn't have all that many kids. We went to the schools, a few people like Jimmy Williams, Terry Murphy, and maybe 5 or 6 of us. We went into the schools, we talked to school to work people, counselors. I believe the first schools we went into were Tewksbury High School, then we went into Lowell High School and Whittier High School out in Haverhill. And we got the first year maybe 10 or 15 kids. And what we did was, I think we at the time we only had three or four garages. There was Chelmsford, we had a garage in Chelmsford, and in Lawrence, and a construction garage in Dracut. And I believe there was a garage in Danvers where Paul Parker was a mentor. And we kind of distributed the kids around there for the summer. And they worked, I think it was about 8 or 9 weeks the first summer. And we had our own little program for about 3 or 4 years. And was it Linda last year? Did New Hampshire got involved with it, and then this grant came in, and it got a lot bigger than we ever would dreamed it ever became. And now it's involved in all the New England states. We would go right up to Vermont, right?
All the New England states.
I'm a little confused, though. I mean, this is called School to Work, mm-hmm. and you folks are from Union and work at the telephone company, or whatever they call it these days. But what does school to work mean? You go to schools and you work with kids, but what are you trying to get them to work for the telephone company or to be union members or both or what?
Exactly that, Dan. Our program is a union employer partnership where we provide a significant work-based learning experience for the kids and also give them a labor education that isn't usually part of the curriculum in public schools. The kids are matched with the mentor. Every kid is with the mentor, and the mentor spends time talking with the kids about the technical aspects of the job, but at the same time reminds them of, why it is we have the benefits that we have today. The mentors talk to the kids about the union for the whole eight-week period, and in the middle of the experience, we have what we like to call a labor history day. And I'm going to let Jimmy and Russ talk a little bit about that. The Labor History Day we have right here in Lowell at Boot Mill, and it's a full day for the students and the mentors and the educators, the employer, anybody who wants to come is welcome to come. And we spend that day just talking about the people who came before us. At one point, one of the managers said to me, well, Labor History Day, what about Management History Day? And I reminded them that as far as I could see for the last 30 years, every day is Management History Day.
I was going to say that myself. Let's talk to Jimmy a little bit. Jimmy comes out of Western Massachusetts or Central Massachusetts, and you got involved after Russ did.
Yeah, there was another guy that was involved with it, and then I kind of picked up the ball and ran with it after he had other activities that he had to participate in. And we kind of picked up in my particular local about a dozen kids who come to us from various schools, and we work with a guidance counselor to pick these kids up. They come to us for the summer. They're going to actually become full members in the union. They're going to work and get a paycheck. They're going to actually get in a truck with the guys. They're going to go out and go to people's homes, install telephone lines for other people's, for their phones and their computers and their internet services. And I think it kind of opens the kids' eyes to some of the other things that are out there, some of the jobs, the real jobs, a union job out in the field, as opposed to working in a grocery store or what have you, you know? I think it's been very good for the kids, and kind of a little offshoot of this, one of our kids who has been with us for 2 summers in a row applied to the company, and Verizon hired the kid. So I kind of think that that's the road that we're going down. If we can move this on to, like, electricians or plumbers or brick masons, it opens the kids' eyes up to some of the other jobs that are real, real good jobs out there, with benefits and a good paycheck.
And the reason why this was so attractive to the employer is they have a testing procedure that's rather difficult, I think, for some adults to get through. But these kids coming right out of school were able to just breeze through the testing procedure, and it's a real wealth for the company to draw on.
In this day and age today, when they're having a hard time hiring people, well, we're able to go into the high school and find some of these guys, or some of these boys and girls who kind of need a little direction once sometime. I kind of wish there was something like this around when I was looking for a job, you know?
Yeah, I wish there was more things around like this, and especially the orientation as to what a union does and what a union is. There is an orientation going on, but it's kind of a negative orientation, and a lot of young people pick that up. When you talk to young people, they have a negative attitude about unions, mainly because of what they see on TV, what they hear on the radio, what their parents or others have said. I would like to see a lot more of these kind of programs in high schools. You're certainly getting a management orientation in high school.
That's right.
Should at least get the other side of the story.
Well, initially when we first went into the schools, I asked some of the youngsters what they knew about unions, and they knew about Jimmy Hoffa, and they knew about corruption, but they didn't know anything about the 8-hour day. They didn't know anything about the 10-hour day. They didn't know anything about Haymarket. Believe me, Dan, by the time I got done with these, we put through 115 youngsters through our program this summer, and by the time we got through with them, they got a very comprehensive labor education.
We offer a full boat, too, also. Besides the money, I mean, it's the benefits. You have a union. If somebody's in a jam, somebody goes up and speaks up for you. If after your 6 months, you get a raise. It's a whole big litany of things to be looked at. As if you were to do this as a one person, a single individual, I don't think you'd be able to get what you get out of being a part of a union. It's a great... I'm very fortunate to be in a union myself, and if we can pass that on a little bit, we're kind of getting along in age now, you know?
Well, nobody knows how old we are because they can't see us, but, you know, that's what we do on this show, and we're trying to get the word out, and there are shows throughout the country where there are the union messages getting across. Unfortunately, it's not the mainstream media. This is a university radio station. I was out in Madison this summer, Madison, Wisconsin, and they have a radio show out there from a guy from around here named Frank Emspeck. Linda probably knows him. And they have a labor show every week, and at least in some places, including Lowell and the Merrimack Valley, there is a little bit of word getting out about what unions are, but we've got to get a lot more of it onto the media.
You know, it's funny, this summer, right in the middle of the program, we had a little labor action ourselves. Verizon decided to put us out in strike, so we were out in strike for a few weeks, and of course, you know, the kids who were union members, they participated in the strike. We had a bunch of the kids actually went out in the picket line for a few days, just a couple of days, just to get the feel of it. So, you know, you talk about, you know, getting first-class experience in a labor, this will probably be the first time, maybe forever, I don't know, but whether these kids will ever go out and strike again, you know. And it was great to have the kids come out there in the picket line with us, you know, just for a day or two.
The kids were at the rallies. The kids really got a labor education this year because they were at every rally. They were on the picket line with their mentors. We required that they be with their mentors on the picket line. It was just really something to see. In some areas, they had the informational picketing on Thursdays. Each and every one of these kids wore their union t-shirt on Thursday. Each and every one of those kids marched for an hour on the informational picketing so that we let NYNEX or Verizon know that the younger people are with us. We're all together here, and we're a force to be reckoned with, and those youngsters were a part of that force.